Welcome to episode 62 of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Marlis.
I'm Judy.
And I'm John.
And we're here to go back to the blends. Oh, as we wander through the blends of Scotland. Not glens, blends. Anyway. It sounded better in my head.
Yeah. Are we going through the blends of Scotland or yes. The glens of Scotland?
The blends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With a B. Okay.
B.
So, today we have three blends, which I haven't had any of them before.
Nope.
None of us have had any of them before. Okay, so this is kind of
Thank
fun.
Goodness.
Yeah.
They're all new.
So, we've got Buchanan's Deluxe 12-Year. We've got the Dimple Pinch, which has to be one of the best names, I think.
That's why I chose it.
Yeah. And then we have Carlisle, and it doesn't say how long it's been there. The Buchanan is 12 years, I said.
Well,
that.
You'll find out more about Carlisle in a little while.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start out with Buchanan's. It's one of the most awarded Scotch whiskies in the market today. The company was formed in 1884 by Sir James Buchanan, and he wanted a new whiskey that would be available to a wider audience, so he set about creating one himself. The design, and it's kind of, I don't know how exactly to explain it. It's kind of like
squat.
A rectangle, sort of squat, yeah. Kind of a rectangle, but with rounded corners. So it was inspired by the soldiers' act of sharing their water canteens. So it's supposed to look sort of like
that
a
makes,
canteen.
Oh,
yeah.
Sense.
Mm-hmm. And the single malt that was the key malt that was used back then and today still is Dalwhinnie. So, I remember Dalwhinnie as being tasty.
Yeah,
so
that's good, a good thing. Tasty.
Yeah. Now, I was going to print off some tasting notes, only to realize once it was printed that I just have the nose. I don't have the actual
do that.
Taste. Yeah, so everyone smell.
We are such a professional outfit, aren't
we?
That's it. We're high speed.
I was in a hurry.
Yeah.
The whiskey is supposed to have a strong medicinal scent with salty notes of dark cherries, smoky grass, and slightly nutty hints.
Hmm.
For slightly nutty people, that would... Okay.
Yeah, it works for me.
It does smell medicine-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First whiff, I was not liking too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't usually...
Okay. I think we're going to taste.
It's got some sweetness, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's got a little fire.
And it's only 40%, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I think all of them are just 40%
Yeah, they're all 40%.
Today,
mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm. Well, right now, I'm just going to say it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see what the rest of them are like, and maybe I'll come around.
The second taste, the first taste, like I said, mostly I felt sort of the bite.
Mm.
The second one, I, swirled around a bit, and there was much more sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And a little nuttiness to it. I liked it much better then.
Yeah, I got that with the first taste, but I held it in my mouth quite a while and swished it around and stuff. And it's got sweetness. It's got a little bit of spice, but it's not overwhelming, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, and I said there was some heat, but it's not obnoxious to me.
Yeah.
No, it's not overwhelming.
It's just, if you came in from a cold afternoon walk, it would be just... Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I don't get smoky grass, though, I have to admit. But
no.
I'm kind of glad I don't get smoky grass.
I know. I'm not sure
but,
I would enjoy that much. But
Some of the things they say, it tastes like this. I'm like, please don't.
I know.
Please
yeah.
don't taste like that.
Like Laphroaig and iodine. That's the one you're looking for that iodine taste. I'm like, no, I'm really not.
Memories of my childhood and the smell of iodine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well... I chose the Dimple Pinch 15-year. It is 40% alcohol by volume. It is produced by Hague Scotch Whiskey, which is owned by Diageo.
Yeah.
Diageo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is the oldest of all Scotch whiskeys. It may even be the oldest whiskey in the world, it said.
Oh, my goodness.
On the interwebs. Mm-hmm. Hague was bottled in, or is, but I don't know why they use past tense. And then I just copied and pasted. It is in a distinctive three-sided bottle with dimpled sides, hence the name Dimple Pinch. which it looks really cool, but as Marla's discovered while she was pouring, it's really hard to hold when you have little woman hands. So, but that this distinctive bottle came into being in the 1890s. Mm-hmm. Let me just read what they said about themselves.
All right.
Hague whiskey is steeped in history since it was first distilled by John Hague in the old Cameron Bridge Distillery, Scotland, in 1824, which I am sure they pronounce it differently mm-hmm. in Scotland, but we won't worry about that. From these humble beginnings, Hague whiskey quickly rose to become one of the most successful and popular Scotch whiskies in the world before falling into decline some 30 years ago as it left the Hague family ownership and was passed through a series of multinational drinks companies. But now it's with Diageo. The distillery, meanwhile, went from strength to strength and now has ownership of Diageo, which is one of the largest distilleries in Europe. The Dimple Pinch is a U.S. version of Hague Dimple, also named for the unique shape of the bottle. And online they said it was, I guess they produced, maybe when they first started producing it for the U.S., mm-hmm. it was 43%, but now it is not. Uh-huh. Because I was like, wait, let me look at this bottle. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's 40%. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I caught that. It is not filtered. And since this is blends, it's the cask type that's finished in is old bourbon oak casks from Kentucky, which mm-hmm. I thought was interesting. The nose should be caramel and burnt oak. It even says try a splash of water to develop the nose, which we'll find out about later.
Mm-hmm.
I like the aroma on this one better mm-hmm. than...
That's very nice.
Yeah, it's getting more, I don't know, fruity or something. And I don't know exactly... Mm-hmm. Not a real heavy fruit, maybe a citrus or...
Yeah, it says caramel and burnt oak, but...
Yeah, I would say caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, for the taste, this is a real man's whiskey, it says.
Oh.
A real man's whiskey.
That's what it says. But that was based on a 43%, so...
Oh, well, now that it's...
That's not the same. This is 40%.
I know,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure you got the right printout?
I do.
Okay, sorry, just checking.
I told you that when it was first produced for the U.S. as the Dimple Pinch.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You know, it was 43%, but they must have changed it somewhere. But they failed to mention this.
They discovered
anywhere.
There are no real men in America.
So I know.
They watered it down to 40%.
To get the ladies' market. I know. Yeah, it's good. There isn't as much fire to it.
No.
You know, it's not a birdy thing.
No, it's. But I'm trying to decide if it's smooth or bland.
Yeah,
it's like,
I know.
What is that?
It's not one of the more distinctive tastes that we've had. Okay, it's trying to kill John. Not necessarily as man friendly as we thought, perhaps. You know?
Well, John said there were no real men in America. he's just trying to prove this point. You don't have to go to this length to prove
you
things.
You can just have an opinion.
That's what I get for laughing.
Yeah. So anyway,
what I'm drinking.
It says. Well, we won't worry about the rest of what it says about taste. The finish should be short, earthy finish with strong hints of peat. I didn't get that. Burnt caramel and a touch of sea salt. So, I don't know. Maybe I did copy the wrong...
It tastes like burning.
He wanted to increase the ABV just by choking on it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's...
Am I tasting the wrong one?
Okay, Judy has mixed up her glasses, so now we don't know.
And we really have just started. I haven't had anything to drink today before now.
Oh, God. All right. Let's move on to Carlisle.
I have no idea which glass is which now. I know this one is Carlisle.
Right, okay. If I can talk. Oh, my gosh.
We can pause if you like.
Okay. Well, it's all right, because there's not a whole lot on the sheet.
I told
couldn't
you.
Find out a lot about Carlisle. So this is Carlisle 12-year blended Scotch whiskey. It's 40% ABV.
The Noble Scott.
Yeah, it says the Noble Scott right on the screw cap.
Well, mm-hmm. and on the label too, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is a Spirits Direct brand, which, what is that, a Total Wine?
Well, I have Total a note. Product, yeah. There's a note, what it means, because I looked it up.
This branding applies to whiskeys either created for Total Wine or sold only at Total Wine stores in the U.S.
Though I read online also that some states don't allow something to be sold exclusively in one store, so you can get it anywhere.
Oh.
Okay.
That's an odd law, but okay.
There you
okay.
go.
We don't know about our state.
No.
We don't know about our state.
No.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't look up anything else.
Distilled, blended, and bottled by Hay & MacLeod in Glasgow, Scotland.
Ah, Glasgow.
It's a blend of 20 or more different whiskeys, which they also said on this YouTube video we were watching earlier. The bottle states that it's blended with the finest Speyside and Highland malts and aged grain whiskeys. And it's aged in American bourbon barrels. Mm-hmm. The nose is supposed to be complex, yet not overwhelming. The palate is supposed to be medium, almond, vanilla, raisin, and balanced. And the finish is supposed to be rich and smooth, although in the video we were watching, they said that it had some kind of taste that they didn't like that was similar to, but even stronger than...
Monkey shoulder, which offended me greatly.
We like monkey shoulder, so, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to pick this one.
What was the word they were using? It sounded like vegetable, but it wasn't.
Vegetal. They said it was very vegetal, you know. Excuse me.
Okay.
But so anyway, we can...
They were just using all kinds of words. I was like, and I'm a librarian. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what?
And they said that... They said it was very strong when they first tasted it, and then they got into it a little bit, and that went away, and they said it wasn't too bad, and then they said, at the end of it, they said that the
came back.
That funk came back.
Well, and I'm and the aroma, I do not find the aroma pleasing, honestly, and it isn't because of them, because I kind of forgot about that video.
I kind of like the aroma. It's a little stronger than the others, but...
They all have a very different...
Oh, yeah, very,
very, very different.
Not like real alcohol forward.
Though I think they said they thought it was.
I know with butterscotch or something like that for the aroma, but.
Let's see if I could drink this without laughing and choking myself.
That's got a little bit of fire to it, too.
Got some sweetness.
A little spice.
Yeah, that has some spice, but it does have some sweetness. Again, you know, kind of that caramel, butterscotch area.
And that might come from that, because we know, apparently we have two that are aged in bourbon casks.
Most scotch is aged in bourbon casks, though. They finish it in other casks, yeah. Because bourbon has to be made in a new cask, and they can only use it once. So then they ship it off to Scotland, and the thrifty Scots have been using them for...
Well, they made a big point of saying it, so I think it made a difference.
It must be important.
Yeah.
I remember all these facts.
It's dirt common.
My brain is full.
Not dirt common, but...
Yeah, dirt is pretty common.
I know. Yeah, it's not, again, it's not unpleasing.
No.
It's, I think you get a little bit of grass smell from it. So, I mean, I could see maybe saying that it's a little bit... You know, if they said vegetal, I would say, you know, a vegetable sort of flavor or smell to it.
No, I've never heard anybody use that word before. So
I have, but yeah, it's not common.
It is not in the books I read, therefore I do not know it.
I know. Well, okay, I'm going to try putting just a little drop of water in all of them. And I'm only using a drop because that's about all I have left.
Yeah, but I'm not finding that unpleasant at all, though. I mean, it's actually nice.
Well, I didn't say it was unpleasant.
No, I know you didn't. And I'm saying that they said in the video it was unpleasant.
Yeah, they said
I'm
it
saying
was
that it's not, yeah. In my opinion.
It doesn't smell nor taste it's like different. That horrible wine we had from New Zealand.
Oh, right.
What wine was that? Or
it was ironically called Marlboro.
Well, it's from Marlboro County.
Yeah, and it tasted like
New Zealand.
Tobacco.
And it did.
Yeah.
Was it... It was a white wine, like a Cabernet, like a Sauvignon Blanc. Oh,
and I tried it again in case, like, well, maybe that bottle was bad or something like that.
And the person who liked it most at the tasting that we did was a heavy smoker.
Yeah,
Which I thought they was loved kind it. Of interesting. Yeah.
John drank his because he paid for it.
Yeah.
I let him have mine. It was at one of those tastings that they do at Bayview Thriftway.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a food pairing.
It was
too.
Like, yeah. That was the one with Dungeness crab.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, crab.
But all the other wines were great, but that, I've never liked anything from Marlborough County, so I don't know.
We've had, a few.
What it is. Because I try, it's like, well, let me try again. And it's like, nope, still don't like it. Tastes like cigarettes. There's a reason I quit smoking.
I never smoked. Occasionally when I was in a bar in my younger days, I would hold a cigarette so I had something to do with my hands.
I've seen you take a puff off a cigar.
I actually couldn't inhale. It was like, oh, gross. Yeah. All right. Buchanan's Deluxe, 12 years with a little bit of water.
I think it actually made the aroma a little sweeter to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely toned down the fire. I may have put too much water in it. I don't know.
It's very mellow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually still really good, though. The flavor's awesome.
Again, so, you know, for a daily scotch, you've had a hard day at work, you come home, you want a little bit of ice in your glass, and you're going to pour yourself a Buchanan's Deluxe 12-year, you won't be overly disappointed. Okay, that's damning with things,
right?
You won't
be disappointed.
Be disappointed. Yeah. It's a nice, reliable scotch, suitable for daily wear.
That's interesting. I'm wondering if I'm now getting the finish from that one, because all of a sudden I'm tasting peat.
Oh.
So, really? Which is the finish on the Carlisle, the finish on the pit, on the Dimple's Pinch.
We aren't bothering to clear our
throats. No, we aren't. In we're bad.
We're just
slamming it down.
Mix and match.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now the pinch with a pinch of water.
Yeah.
So this one, I shouldn't have been tasting it that late. I don't know.
That may have watered it down a bit much.
Yeah, because it was also already pretty mild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it talked about try a splash of water to develop the nose, but then you mess with the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
What I forgot to mention about Dimple Pinch, it's very important.
Okay.
The pinch has now become well known through the Breaking Bad TV series, where it is featured as the favorite drink of Walter White.
Oh.
So all you Breaking Bad folk may have already known about this scotch.
I was at someone's house, and I introduced Lagavulin 16, which I love, and some of the younger members of the group, looked at it, Lagavulin 16. Evidently, it was the favorite drink of someone from The Office that was really obnoxious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's so funny. I'm like, oh, good. I've dated myself there. Yeah. But such is life. Yeah. It's again, it's a good daily whiskey, I think. And I think if you drank it on a regular basis, you would discover things that you didn't necessarily taste in our first hoo-ha here.
But you know what? Going back to Buchanan, it actually now, as I'm sniffing my glass, it does smell peaty.
Sniff your glass.
You smell it?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so Buchanan gets a little peaty after a while. Interesting.
I like the
peaty. Bad peaty. No. Some people don't like peat, but I think that would be...
I can't remember that much about Dalquini. We'll have to look that up again. Yeah.
Well, it's mild enough that we didn't notice it right away.
Yeah, yeah.
I still don't like the aroma.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Carlisle. Yeah. I'm just not enjoying the aroma. Different. And I'm just not enjoying it, but I can't say why. I don't know why. I'm not enjoying that aroma. I think the water was too much.
Might be getting a little bit of banana out of the aroma.
No, I don't mind banana. Almost bought a scotch I was going to take a picture of a bottle of scotch. It was like something pineapple. I'm like, oh, we should get that from Marlis.
Yeah.
I was gonna take a picture and say, look what we got.
You're a bad woman.
Yeah, and you probably would have told us not to come over.
I actually, for this program, I actually wanted to find, I was hoping that Total Wine would have a bunch of Compass Box blends, because that's a company that has really specialized in blends only, and they do a really wonderful job. The one that we had from there was really good, but there was only one at Total Wine, and it was like $140, and it was like, perhaps not. So these are all, I think the Buchanan's was maybe 50, and I saved the thing and I forgot it. But yeah.
The Dimple Pinch is 55. Mm-hmm. And Carlisle lights up at the top.
35.
Yeah. So
So these are all, you know, reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I mean, just none of them I would, if somebody gave it to me, I would say, bleh, I don't want it.
Yeah. See, now the Carlisle seems a little more bitter now with the water in it. So I wouldn't dilute it too much if you're going to drink it, you know. But, you know, a lot of it is what you get used to. I love Dewars. And many people do not, you know, and that's fine. But I like my Dewars. I like it with a little bit of ice, you know. I don't want to dilute it too much, but I like it straight to a little bit of ice to kind of diluted, you know. It's all, it's a consistent taste that I'm used to. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we like has to do with what we're used to. And if you... you know, pick a daily scotch and kind of live with that for a while. It'll be different than if you're just tasting a bunch of them like we are. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. You're just saying that.
I worked up Dalwhinnie for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's the finish on that is smoke, peat, and malt. So that's why we're getting that from. And I didn't pick up on it the first time through. It was only after we added water and started over that I could catch that peat.
Mm-hmm. And again, peat is an individual taste. Not everyone likes peat. I love it.
And also remember with whiskeys, probably any alcohol really, you know, after you open them, it's good for them to sit open for a bit because it is, quote, opens them up. And they taste different. And, you know, they don't taste the same when you just crack open the bottle, pour it, drink it. You know, it's you need to let it sit. And then it kind of, the flavors come out a little more. Mm-hmm.
So. That pinch bottle really is beautiful, but I couldn't believe. I think I expected there to be more of a something pinch instead of like kind
like
of a
finger
triangle.
Holes or something. Yeah, yeah. Finger indentations, which would have been a more accurate bottle for the name, because this is only a pinch if you have the hands of, I don't know, Andre the Giant. Then you can pinch it, but well, John probably can't because John has pretty good size hands, but you know, it's just I have teeny I think my hands are even smaller than yours, Marla.
Which is the one for manly men?
Oh,
a man scotch.
That's the pinch.
The pinch. All right. Well,
the dimple
maybe
pinch. I just really like the name.
Because nobody else can pick it up.
Dimple pinch. Well,
the dimple pinch. I saw that and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta get that.
I know. Yeah, no, absolutely.
It just suits my sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that is 15. Now, the Carlisle does not seem to have an age statement on
it. Might be because it has 20 different.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't, I don't think they age it.
Whiskeys in it. And who knows? They're all kinds of ages if they average them together. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they don't.
Well, yeah, and it's important to remind ourselves that there are, if you have a single malt, it's a single distillery and their production. If you have a malt blend, it is all barley, but it can come from more than one distillery. If you have a blended scotch, which is what we were dealing with today, it will have single malts from various distilleries, perhaps, and some grain alcohol, which could be corn or wheat or, you know, God knows.
Yeah.
So, there you
go.
Okay, thank you for bringing that up, Marla.
Thank you. No, yes, I thought I found it interesting, Marla.
Okay. You're very kind.
You remember things I was like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You are our little encyclopedia. Thank you.
Yes, I know. All right. So that's kind of, actually, you know, I think all of them are lovely in their own way. What would be your favorite, Judy?
I can't, I'm going to say, even though it's so mild, the Dimple Pinch, second would be Buchanan, third would be Carlisle.
Okay, John?
Well, it's a toss-up between Buchanan's and the Dimple Pinch.
They're so close.
I just knocked back the last of my Buchanan's. I'll say Buchanan's because that's what I just had in my mouth. That was good.
I think I also like the Buchanan's, and it's not just because that's the one I bought, but it's got, I hadn't even drunk that much. They were very small pours. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's got that kind of little bit of heat to it, and then, you know, a decent complexity and taste, and so... You know, none of these are probably whiskeys that we're going to pledge our lives to, but give them a try. Everyone needs a good, reasonably inexpensive daily scotch. Mm-hmm. Try these, see what you like. It'll help you choose your daily.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you just want a bottle that looks pretty, the Dimple Pinch.
Oh, it is lovely.
If you want to just put that up on your bar so people think you have really great stuff, I mean, that's a good one.
Very impressive.
I just really like the history behind Buchanan's, like the bottle design, and also the pinch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Carlisle is just your regular, as you know, if you see the picture on our website or on our Instagram or whatever, you know, it's just a regular, 750 ml bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Many bottles
it's
look
a generic
just like it.
Scotch bottle. Mm-hmm.
But the other two are very distinctive.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and it's. I had a thought and now I've lost it. I hate that. It's even worse when I start a sentence and put in an introductory clause and then forget where I'm going with it.
That's always fun. Yeah.
I know. But anyway, explore, find your daily, find a nice thing that you know about that we don't, and let us know.
Yeah,
that would be good.
FoamWithScotch@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Email us.
So, thank you for coming.
Thanks.